number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please check and try again.
What's going on, guys? This is Pony Boy.
This is Mesa.
And you are listening to Bellcore Radio, episode number 21.
Yes.
Damn.
And it has been a while since I've been here.
Yeah, Mesa's finally back on the fucking show. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where you've been?
I had some family things I had to take care of for a while, so I've been pretty busy about all that, and I started a new job, so that was also added in there to the whole stress factor, so, but now I got everything pretty much, you know, worked out and whatever, so I should be back, you know, like normal. Everything should be going, like, I should be on the show every week from now on, so.
Awesome. Yeah.
I know you guys miss me.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk about this, even though it's really, kind of a personal thing, but, it's, you know, something that pissed me off, and it's gonna kind of segue into, a new job for me, hopefully. I lost my job the other day, because, the company I worked for, I worked at a franchise restaurant, decided that I guess they thought it would be a great idea to just one day call everybody in for a meeting and say, guess what, you're all fired, we're closing the store, we didn't give you any warning, and just kick us all out. So, I'm getting a new job, hopefully. I'm not gonna say where, I don't want to drop any docs or anything, but, hopefully it'll give me some better hours so we can do this show a little more, I guess, professionally, for lack of a better term, actually get it out on time, which we haven't had for the past few episodes. But, yeah, I just had to go off on a tangent there for a second. Is there anything else, housekeeping type stuff that you can think of?
No, except that I really like my new job. I have to say that, for me being, you know, because, you know, me and you are about the same age, funny boy, for somebody my age, I'm actually doing pretty well. I'm pretty happy about that, actually, so, but, yeah, that's totally besides the point. But no, that's all I can think of, though.
Alright, well, I guess it's time to do a show. And, start out with this, I guess, pseudo news for freaks this week. Not really freaking, in a, you know, related, as far as, actually having to deal with phones, but, it does deal with a lot of phone companies, and so, you guys will recognize some names off the list, nonetheless. Basically every phone company in America, you know, your major ones at least, Verizon, SBC, or AT&T, whatever it is now, Quest and Bell South, have fucked you over if you have service with them. And, Mesa, how did they fuck everybody over?
Well, from what I hear, the government gave them $200 billion. That's $200 billion, basically, of taxpayers' money that they gave to phone companies to, you know, make it so everybody would have broadband. Okay, you know, that sounds like a good idea. Oh well, you know, I guess the phone companies decided, hey, well, we're gonna use this money for our own personal game, and I guess pocketed $200 billion of your taxpayer money to use how they see fit for their own personal use, instead of giving all you dial-up users and everything broadband.
So yeah, that's lame, for lack of a better word. And I'm gonna edit that, but yeah, I don't know, I don't even know what to say about this. I mean, this is, I don't know who possibly thought that they could get, you know, sneak this by anyone, you know? I mean, we've got, you know, in most places in America now, we've got, you can get maybe DSL access, or ADSL, or whatever it is. But, I mean, like, the actual commitment that the phone companies made to it was that they were gonna have, you know, they were gonna rewire everything. It was gonna be fiber, you know, fiber optics right to your house so that you could have, I think, 45 megabit up both directions. You know, upload and download, which, you know, sounds fucking good to me. Yeah, and it's supposed to be everywhere, you know, anywhere that can have phone service is supposed to have this now. And it really doesn't, you know, it says actually in the article, and I quote, 0% of the Bell Company's customers have 45 megabit per second residential service. Nobody has it. It's not like, okay, so they started to do stuff, you know, they got, you know, the major cities or whatever. No, they didn't do it for anybody.
Hell, man, it still costs you like $50 a month for 3 megabit.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to have like 45 megabit for, I guess, either free or really cheap.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I wouldn't have any problem paying, you know, the $50 I spend right now on a 45 megabit, you know, service.
Oh, neither would I. I mean, for $50 a month for 45 megabit, that's not bad at all.
But, yeah, so, a big fuck you to every telephone company in America for this one.
Yes, go, you can all go fuck yourselves up the ass. you bunch of fucking bitches. Wow. It just keeps getting worse and worse, Bony Boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
seriously, I mean, like, what possibly could go through your head and make you think, you know what, I think what would be a great idea is if we said that we are going to give everybody an awesome internet connection by this year, and then take the fucking money and, you know, maybe go to, you know, start laying out fiber in one state. Because, I mean, that's what Verizon's been doing. Verizon's been laying a lot of fiber lately, which might have something, you know, might be because they're like, oh, guess what, guys, we got 2 months till 2006. You better start going. But, yeah, I mean, they really haven't, I haven't seen Bell South doing a goddamn thing.
Neither have I, and that's the dominant Bell company around here is Bell South, and that year, I have not seen them do a thing to, you know, try to keep their word. I mean, what if they don't think they could get a, like, pocket, like, $200 billion, and not, like, anybody would notice? Like, seriously, what were they thinking? Oh, hey, let's go pocket $200 billion, and, you know, hopefully nobody will, like, notice that we did.
I don't know, it's just retarded.
I don't know, it is pissing me off. Because I know I, for one, I've paid an ass load of taxes. So, yeah. Anyways.
You know, I gotta pimp this website, I'm sorry. The website that article links to, which... It's a really interesting site. I was checking it out earlier, but it's called teletruth.org, like T-E-L-E truth.org. Basically, it's just a bunch of people who are really pissed at the phone company, and have this website where they expose stuff like this and make people aware of stuff like this $200 billion scandal, you know? And it's just kind of a place where, I mean, I'm looking at, that's all it really is. It's just people pointing out ways that the phone company is fucking you over, you know?
Man, it's just, fucked up. That's all I have to say. It's fucked up.
Yeah, I can agree there.
That's all I have to say about it.
Speaking of fucked up shit, to take us into our new topic here, you guys remember the RIAA?
That we bring up in every single episode?
Mm-hmm. Well, turns out they're suing somebody else.
Oh, I'm sure that's a surprise.
Actually, this one kind of got me. Made me look twice when I read about it. They're suing a lady who has never used a computer for downloading a movie or a CD or a song or something. Someone who'd never used a computer. I don't know if that, you know, sounds kind of ironic to anyone. It kind of sounded weird to me. Yes. I mean, is it just me, or is it getting a little too out of hand? If you can sue someone who doesn't have a computer for
yeah.
using a computer to download stuff.
Well, what exactly is their case?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I mean, I've been reading through a lot of stuff here on this site, and I really can't see what their case is against her.
I mean, how do you sue somebody for downloading something when they have no computer to download with? I just don't see how that, if this holds up in court, I know our justice system sucks really bad, but if this holds up in court, I don't even know what to say. If this holds up in court, dude, then it's more fucked up than I originally thought in the first place. And seriously, how the hell can you sue somebody over something that, like, that's like saying somebody murdered somebody with a gun, but they never owned a gun or touched a gun before in their life.
I don't know. It's just one of those stupid things. It really is. It was, I don't know how you could even track that down to this person, you know? Unless, like, someone signed on the internet, or got on the internet, like, using AOL, and their screen name was, like, this lady's street address, and downloaded that shit. How would that get back to you if you don't have a computer? So I know they couldn't be tracking IP addresses, because it's not like somebody just, you know, spoofed your IP or whatever. How does that get back to you?
I honestly have no idea. I cannot think of anything. Unless, like, the only way I could even slightly think of that is, like, say she has, like, a wireless router with a laptop or something, and they use that, but she doesn't never even use a computer in her life. So, I honestly have no idea, Pony One.
It's just, it makes no sense to me. I have no idea how that could happen, you know?
Well,
I'd love to know what they're accusing her of downloading.
Porno, perhaps? Sorry, I have to bring that up in every episode.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of the format of the show. After the RIAA, we have to talk about tits.
And vagina.
Yeah.
Sorry to any of, if we have any female listeners out there. But, yeah. Porno, perhaps, though, Pony Boy. Maybe she's downloading lots of porno. Maybe that's it. Maybe she downloaded lots of porno. So, you know, and then she got rid of the evidence and said she never used a computer.
That must be it.
That has to be. That's the only logical explanation.
You alright there?
Yeah, sorry.
Make sure you didn't kill the audio there with that DTMF blast.
Sorry, hit the asterisk button on accident.
Well, I got a little bit of stuff here that I think's pretty cool. Just to kind of get away from the usual RIAA ranting crap. Got some awesome Linux news, which I think is pretty cool. There's a company called iRobot, which is a very strange name for a company.
Wasn't that like the name of a movie or
and a book
something?
A long time before the movie, but
or yeah, book, that was it.
No, it was a movie too, and it was terrible, in my opinion at least.
Yes, it was, but I remember I've read part of the book, but I lost it, so I never got to finish it.
But the cool thing that this iRobot company has done is they made a UGV, which is a military vehicle. It stands for Unmanned Ground Vehicle, which basically, you know, if you think about it, the name of it makes kind of sense. It's basically a vehicle that drives on the ground, but there's nobody in it. It's basically somewhat artificial intelligence, in the sense that, hey, it can remember the path it follows. How it works is it follows behind soldiers as they walk, and then after that, it can follow that trail and, like, avoid obstacles on that trail in order to, like, you know, take supplies from point A to point B, like, between two camps, or, I guess, you know, if you want to, you can mount a camera on it and, you know, send it over that hill to see what's over there, and if it gets blown up, you know, it's okay, because it's not people. It's just, you know, a $4 million car.
Oh, yeah, that's all. It's just a $4 million Jeep. It's okay.
But, the cool part about it is that it's all based on, it all runs on Linux. Which I think is kind of cool. It runs a distribution called Blue Cat Linux, which I've never heard of, but now I really want to try it.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I think I'll Google it right now.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually just about a week ago installed my first distribution there. I put a SUSE on my laptop, and I have to say that I'm starting to see what the whole Linux thing's all about. You know, I've always thought, yeah, you know, a computer's a computer. But, it's fun, and it's damn sexy, in my opinion. I like the look of KDE. I really do.
I run Linux, you know, of course. I'm a huge Slackware fan, as you know, Pony Boy. And I run Slackware, but I run Fluxbox.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of cool things about Fluxbox, but I mean, I like KDE simply for the fact that
it's easy to use.
Yeah, like when I first installed this, because I mean, you know, I've used Windows my entire life, so you know, at the moment I'm looking for something that's close enough to Windows without being Lindos.
Lindos. Didn't they get sued?
Yeah, what is it now? Linspire, excuse me.
Yeah.
But, I had an old copy of SUSE 9.2 that I got out of, an issue of Linux Magazine years ago. Or, probably last year. But, yeah, I tossed it in there, and, I mean, it's fun. I like it. It's still got the familiar characteristics of XP. I just did a dual boot of it, so I'm starting to kind of get the hang of it. At the same time, I'm really not. It's definitely a different operating system. I mean, I didn't expect it, you know, but it's you know, it takes work to get to where you're able to do stuff without having to consult a text file every 5 minutes, but
oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that's how it was at first with me. But once you start getting into it, like if you compile a lot of source like I do, you'll know Slackware is the way to go for definition. Sure. I actually prefer it over Gentoo, but that's just like I said, my opinion.
But now we all know that Blue Cat Linux is the best distribution out there, so.
And I just found it, actually, and it costs money to buy it.
Then it must be good.
Of course, if you have to buy it, you know it must be good.
It's because it's got all the software, right, integrated into the operating system.
Yes, it is embedded. It says robust embedded Linux operating system based on the 2.6 kernel.
Man.
You can order an evaluation CD, though.
For $45.
Order an evaluation CD for $45 for 3 days.
Yeah, it will explode after that.
Yeah, it'll disintegrate in your CD-ROM drive after 3 days of use. Let's see. Yes. Wait a second. What? Blue Cat Linux 5.0. Apparently, it says requirements for it are, requires Red Hat Linux 7.2, 8.0, or 9.0.
Wait, what?
It says it requires Red Hat Linux.
So in order to run
Linux,
BlueCat, you have to have Red Hat.
That's what it says. Requires Red Hat Linux. Hey, I wonder if...
I'm sure, there's no way that it... That's retarded.
No, listen. It says installation system requirements BlueCat embedded Linux. Installation of BlueCat Linux is carried out on a pre-installed, fully operational cross-development host. The host system is Red Hat Linux 7.2, 8.0, or 9.0. System requirements for the cross-development host are as follows. Standard set of Linux utilities and free disk space needed for installing BlueCat Linux. So you have to have Linux installed to install Linux. Apparently.
I don't know. I guess that still makes no sense to me. But...
Maybe it's not actual full distro. Maybe it's just like an add-on.
Yeah, like a piece of software for it.
I guess. It's kind of weird. And you have to pay for it, too. Weird. I don't know. I'll look more into it later on.
Yeah. Well, I got some news here that I guess we could have put in the freak news section, now that I really think about it. AT&T, everybody knows AT&T.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. They're getting sued by, the Friends of Hackers Everywhere, the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Of course, our beloved EFF.
Yeah. But, they're suing AT&T because, AT&T basically helped the NSA do their little illegal wiretapping stuff that we talked about on a previous episode.
AT&T, bastards. Damn. Well, that's good, though, that there's somebody taking action against that, then.
Yeah.
You know, an actual foundation that's, like, non-profit is suing AT&T. I wonder how that's going to turn out.
Hopefully they'll win. I'd like to see AT&T get a little bit of heat for this, you know?
That's fine. That would make me extremely happy. Extremely happy. I mean, because seriously, they deserve it, and what is, like, a couple of million dollars or so gonna hurt them, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. Moving on, I suppose.
Got a kind of a funny story. Kind of not really funny for a lot of people. But, this is going to be the lack of security award for the amount of time until we do the next one. And this lack of security award goes to, a couple of newspapers. The Boston Globe and the Worcester Telegram and Gazette, made a big fuck up.
It's seriously big fuck up.
Yeah. Basically, what they did is they, when they were distributing the newspapers on, like their Sunday morning paper, they had them all wrapped up in paper. But, the paper that they used just happened to be printouts that had, their subscribers' credit card and bank account information on them. So, I think it was 240,000 people's information got just dropped off on people's doorsteps.
Why would you... Why would you do that? Why would you put bank account numbers on the same paper that you would print a newspaper on, and then print the newspaper on the paper, I'm assuming, or something like that?
I have no idea, to be honest.
How could somebody not catch that? How could somebody not notice that? Oh, hey, look, there's a whole... There's 240,000 people's credit card numbers and bank account numbers and everything.
Oh, dude. They got a fucking phone number on here. It says here, the newspapers have set up a hotline for customers to call to learn whether their financial information may have been distributed. And we're gonna fucking call that number. You want to?
Yes, do it.
Alright, I'm gonna call that thing up right quick. I'll drop the number after we call it. All Hang right. on just a second, Mesa.
Okay.
New England Media Group.
You
Thank
there?
You for calling. Our offices are currently closed. Please call us back during our regular business hours, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday this week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for calling.
That was a...
You there?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I lost you for a second there.
No.
So yeah, I guess maybe I'll give them a call back tomorrow morning or something, and record it then. But I got another number to call if you want to do that, and then you can hop into your hacking stuff.
That sounds good to me, Tony Boy.
Right, now this number is really really interesting. I want to say it was a guy named White Sword posted it on the BinRef forums a while back. Say what?
Just I think wasn't White Sword on Telefreak? He's a guy with Telefreak, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been on there before. I haven't talked to him in a long time, but
neither have I. But I just remember that name.
But the number, it's a service called If By Phone. And, basically, it's a number you can call. I think it's a pay service. They've got, like, a 2-minute, you know, free demo thing going on. That it's got all sorts of cool services, or interesting services. Like, you can get sports scores, or, they've got, like, they call them chat rooms. It's basically like a voice bulletin board. There's some other cool shit. But I thought it'd be cool to call it, you know, kind of poke around and, you know, check out the features and stuff. The number for the 2-minute test thing is 866-350-9836. And I'm going to go ahead and call that up. Give me just a second, Mason.
Okay.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
That was weird.
Huh.
I hit flash, and it flashed over, and you know when you flash over, it gives you, like, the quick bursts of a dial tone?
Yeah.
And it did 2 bursts, and then it flashed back over to you automatically.
Because it loved me.
Alright, I'm going to try that again. That was weird. My phone has never done that before, but I'm going to try one more time.
Okay.
Mason?
Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go now? You can interrupt me at any time. Say menu or press 0 to return to the main menu. Say news or press 1. Say weather or press 2. Say sports or press 3. Say email or press 4. Say chat or press 5. Say blogs or press 6. Say portfolio or press 7. Say games or press 8. Say notepad or press 9.
Games?
Okay. Say menu or press 0 to return to this main menu. Please say poker or blackjack to select your card game.
Poker.
Welcome to the game of Texas Hold'em Poker. All money is play money. You do not have to wait for me to finish speaking if you know what you want to say. Your balance is $137. The dealer button is in the front of Rachel. You $1. Sammy $2. Rachel folded. The hand is pre-flop. $3 in the pot. $1 of it yours. Your whole cards are 3 of clubs and 7 of diamonds. Say fold, call, raise, or repeat.
Raise? Say cards to...
Waiting for dealer. You raised $2. Sammy folded. You won the pot of $6. Your balance is $140. Do you want to continue playing?
No.
Okay. Thank you for playing poker at If by phone. Returning to the main menu, please wait. Did you know, If by phone is an excellent news aggregator?
Blogs?
I think you broke your phone, boy.
Blogs? Menu?
Okay. Say menu or press 0
Blogs.
To return to this main menu.
What the fuck?
Did you know, you can listen to RSS feeds from your cell phone? If by phone is the only voice-based RSS news reader. Want to learn more? Go to the If by phone website, click on the web tab, and then click on help.
Say news or press 1. Say weather or
blogs.
Press... Okay. Say menu or press 0 to return to this main menu.
Please say news block or Greenpeace.
Greenpeace.
Searching for information about Greenpeace. Please be patient.
Greenpeace.
You can say begin at any time to
begin.
Skip this.
Begin? What the fuck?
I think this thing's a piece of shit.
Menu.
Did you know?
Yes.
You can track up to 5 portfolios of stocks.
Chat.
Okay. Say menu or press 0 to return to this main menu.
All If by phone chats should be family friendly. Please only leave comments related to the topic. The topics are available for general discussions. Say a chat topic from the following list: Bigfoot, If by phone service, In your opinion, Open discussion, Talk blue, Talk green, Talk red, or Woman as president.
Woman as president?
Get ready to join the Woman as president chat. There are 2 comments in the Woman as president chat room. Say reply or press 1 to leave a new comment, next or press 2 to move ahead, or go to or press 3 for a specific message. The question is, should Hillary Clinton be the Democratic nominee for 2008? Messages remain posted for 3 days. The If by phone user comments follow. Comment 1.
I thought you were only allowed to be president once, you know. Isn't she cheating by getting her husband to president the first time? And we know she was the one pulling all the strings, and now she's going to get to be president. It's kind of like cheating. That's not fair.
Comment 2.
I don't call it cheating, White Sword. I call it clever. You see, because her husband cheated.
Menu. I don't want to listen to them anymore.
Did you know? You can request weather reports for up to 6 cities. Use the If by phone website, General Preferences
weather?
Tab, to enter the zip codes of up to 5 additional cities.
Say news or press
weather.
1. Okay. Say menu. Or press 0 to return to this main menu.
God, that
weather
rocks.
On the demonstration system is limited to your area code. Registered users are able to listen to weather for up to 6 cities. Go to the ifbyphone.com website and register now. The current weather for Norcross, Georgia is mostly clear, 31 degrees, with west wind at 3 miles per hour. Today's forecast is for mostly sunny with a high temperature of 49 and a low of 32.
Menu.
The forecast for Tuesday is rain.
Menu.
Say next or press 2. Begin or press 1.
News.
Still did not get that. Since you are having trouble, if I am not sure, I will just advance to the next item instead of asking you. Returning to current item. The current weather for Norcross, Georgia.
Menu.
Next item.
Okay. Say
news.
Menu or press 0 to read.
Did you know? Anytime you are listening to news, a web feed or an internet blog, you can say send or press the 5 key on your telephone, and I will email you the full text of the story. Give it a try today.
Say news or press 1. Say weather. Okay. Say menu or press 0 to return to this main menu.
Please say headlines. World news. U.S. news.
World news?
Searching for information about world news. Please be patient.
You can say begin at any time to skip this introduction. Your personally selected information follows. Say next for the next item or back for the previous item. To email yourself the full text of an article, just say send. You don't have to wait for an item to complete to go to the next item. To repeat an item, just say repeat. Ready to begin? Just say begin.
Begin.
Headline. Iran resumes uranium enrichment, then the United Nations checks. Summary. Tehran. Reuters.
Send?
Sorry, I did not get that.
Send.
Say next. Still did not get that. Since you are having... You have called into our free demonstration line, and therefore, we do not know your email address. To use the send article feature, please register for a personalized account at the ifbyphone.com website.
Alright, that's enough of that. Are you still there? Okay.
That voicing kind of got annoying.
Yeah. But it's still kind of an interesting service.
It is.
Probably not worth paying for, but still an interesting service.
And Whitesword left the comment.
Yeah, so you know it's good.
That's actually pretty funny. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You want to do your thing?
Yes, let's do that thing that I do. Okay, now it is for the quote-unquote weekly hack, because this week it's not really a hack, it's just something really, really interesting for all you iPod people out there, which I have become this past week. And I know everybody thinks, you know, a lot of people think, oh, the iPod is stupid, yada yada, so on and so forth. Well, I thought the same thing until I started messing around with it. These things are pretty handy. And a lot of people, you know, diss the video iPod, thinking, you know, even me and Ponyboy dissed the video iPod on one of the earlier episodes, right? And I know it's going to sound hypocritical of me to say, but I quite enjoy it. After having my friends for a while, because you let me use it for a while, I actually started to like the little thing, so I decided to go out and buy myself one. But anyways, and you know that the video iPod, of course, plays videos. You can download, you know, music videos and everything like that. But I'm wanted to take my DVDs that I owned, my legal copies of DVDs, and put them on my iPod for my own personal use. And I did some researching, and I found this free program called Vidiora, and it'll convert, you know, files from, you know, AVI, MPEG, MP2, you know, all like that, and convert to iPod format. I was like, well, that's pretty amazing. And then I got to looking deeper into it, and I don't know why I didn't think of this before, but because I used this program in the past, but if you get DVD decryptor, you can use DVD decryptor to rip the DVD onto your hard drive and then convert it to iPod format. So it's simple enough. But I'm going to, you know, walk you through the steps, you know, as best I can to try to tell you how to get it up, because making a DVD into one file using DVD decryptor can be a little complicated if you don't know what you're doing. But first off, if you want to go download DVD decryptor from doom9.org, that's doom9.org, get DVD decryptor from there, and after you install it and everything, just put the DVD in your DVD-ROM drive, launch DVD decryptor. When DVD decryptor comes up, go to click on mode, you go to ISO I mode, this will give you access to two more tabs, input and stream processing. Go over to Tools, Menu, select Settings, go to the ISO tab, then under Options, change File Splitting to None, hit OK. After you do that, go to the main screen and click the Stream Processing tab, enable it, and only select the first video listed, because that's the only one you need, is the very first video. All the other stuff is like, you know, extra features and all that other crap that you don't really want or need, and everything like that. After you do that, you pick the destination for wherever you want it to save. Usually, you know, your desktop, D drive, C drive, whatever. After you do that, press OK. Now, once you press the decrypt button, it's going to take about, you know, for about a 4 to 6 gig movie, it'll take 12 to 18 minutes, and you're going to have this huge, huge, like, 6 gig file on your hard drive. Now, open up Vidiora. You know, you can get Vidiora from the website Vidiora.com. That's Vidiora.com. You install that and everything. I mean, and this is the most simple program to use. After you install it and everything, and you open it up, click on the Convert tab. It'll be on your left-hand side, very top. Click Convert, and select, you know, your name, the type in the name that you want to name the movie or whatever, and click the one-click transcode button, and it'll ask you to select the file. You get the file that you ripped from your DVD, and it'll start transcoding it for you automatically, and it output the file to wherever you want it to be, and then you just take it and drop it into iTunes, and you're good to go. And that's basically how you rip a DVD into iPod format, and put it on your iPod, and you're ready to watch movies on your iPod.
Well, there you go. Sounds pretty cool.
It is. I mean, I've backed up a couple of my movies onto my iPod, just in case I ever get really bored when I'm out somewhere, because I got a feeling I'm going to be taking this thing around with me everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll come in handy if you're in a situation where you're bored and you have some time to kill and, you know, you don't have a DVD player handy or something. And, you know, yeah.
You know what we need? I just thought about that.
What
we need?
Mean?
Like intro music for the hack of the week.
We do.
Like just a little audio clip. Somebody make an audio clip and send it in, and we'll find some kind of prize or something if you want one. But like for any of the regular segments, if you want to. I mean, for the housekeeping, if you know if you want to make one for housekeeping. You know, the rare occasion we get an email, you know, bellcoreradio@gmail.com. Send us more emails. Freak news, weekly hack. I think that's about it, unless you want to do like a phone calls audio clip or something.
Hey, that's actually a good idea. Yes, people, just record yourselves calling up numbers and send them to us.
Well, I mean, that too. I'm thinking more along the lines of something like, you know, like a little short, like, music clip that kind of, you know, I don't know, like, emails or something. But, sounding better than that.
That too. Yes, people just send us in stuff.
Maybe with, like, a screaming awesome rock guitar, because that makes everything good.
Of course. God, when you have screaming guitars, that's, I mean, who doesn't want that, you know? I wasn't being sarcastic. Yeah, actually, I guess I kind of was. I'm just fucking with you.
Well?
I think that about sums it up for this week, actually.
Yeah, that should be the end of the show. So,
I think we should go ahead and wrap it up here. We're getting close to the time limit that I've been trying to keep for the shows lately.
Actually, one quick thing. Dude, this was weird. I was just sitting here looking at the topics on the site, and, it was just showing topics from, like, 3 episodes ago.
Wait, what?
And then
what?
I refreshed the page, and it was back to normal.
That's weird.
That is weird. That was quite odd. Sorry, I just happened to notice I was just happening to look at my screen, and I saw, like, wow, that's odd. Anyways, yes, that about sums it up for this episode. And,
Well, yeah. You got anybody you want to give shouts to before we cut this thing off?
Off the top of my head.
Oh, I do have something I want to talk about before I forget. Got about 10 more minutes to get this out, but I thought it'd be cool to we like to support independent media and hacker media and stuff. I thought it'd be a cool idea to, take an opportunity on, or try to do it on each episode, take an opportunity towards the end to tell everybody about, maybe a new show that's come onto the scene. And, I'd like to do that now with, PLA Radio. And I know a lot of people are probably groaning. I know the PLA...
ELA, man, I haven't heard from those guys in forever, man. What the hell?
What's his name? RBCP has, he started making a show, and it's, it's actually, it's good. He uses a lot of weird, like, sound effect-y type audio stuff in it, but it's a good show. I mean, he's got 2 episodes out so far, and, if you're familiar with the PLA, you know that there's gonna be a lot of prank phone calls.
That's one thing I can say. Those guys are so funny about stuff like that. They do crazy stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's should prove to be a really interesting show to listen to. I don't have the direct link to it, but I'm pretty sure if you go to phonelosers.org, it's bound to be linked on that site somewhere. But, check that one out. Hopefully we'll have something else new to talk to you guys about next week. I mean, a new show. We'll definitely have something new to talk to you about. But, I guess that about does it for this episode. So, until next time, guys. And girls, for that matter.
Do we have a female listener?
There might be.
Oh.
But, keep hacking, keep freaking, and keep having fun.
And remember, modding is for life.
There you go.
Sorry.
This is the end of file.